Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Nights are drawing in and the temperature's dropping and we're moving into autumn and fall. It's nice to start to get cozy in our homes and making a few little decor changes to go with the mood of the season. And one of these things that I love to do is, I mean, I do it all year round really, but probably mostly in the autumn and winter, is to burn candles, because not only do they give off a really cozy vibe, but you can also get scented ones, so they can totally change the mood of a room and everything. So today I'm going to be talking all about candles and different kinds of candles and how to burn candles. So you might want to grab a notebook and pen to jot down some of the information that I'm going to be going over today. Now, I used to think, and you might too, that all candles are the same, but they're not. And you might think that you just buy them from anywhere, light them, burn them for a while, and then blow them out, and that's it. Which I have definitely done in the past. But there's actually a lot more to it than what you might think. Now, I used to buy candles from anywhere and everywhere. I never read any of the ingredients labels. I just burnt them however I thought, ended up with horrible tunnelling and everything in the candles. Maybe got a headache or two whilst burning them or felt overpowered. And then I started researching a lot more into candles. And I knew, I was already aware that air fresheners could contain toxic chemicals. And I started realising that candles were the same too. So when I researched, I found out that a lot of the candles, the ones that you might find in the supermarket, for example, or in more low budget shops, you'll find they're probably actually made of paraffin wax, which can emit soot and toxic waste into your atmosphere. Now, I don't want to scare anybody here. There's no evidence to show that paraffin wax candles can endanger your health in any major way. But I do know that maybe some people who've got allergies or whatever may be triggered a little bit more by these kind of candles. And I am, actually, this is a word that I've learnt recently. I think it's like an American used word. I've never heard it in the UK. Maybe it is, but I'd never heard it. And it's to be somebody who's crunchy, and I would definitely describe myself as crunchy, which means I like to do what I can for the environment, think about my environment and what kind of things I, you know, things I'm eating and consuming and breathing in, etc., etc. So I'm definitely the kind of person that would prefer, if I can, to buy something that's a bit more quality and better for me and my environment, if and everybody else's who lives with me, if I can help it. Now, as well as the paraffin wax, there's also a difference in fragrances that you can get in candles. You can get cheap fragrances and you can get more expensive ones. And obviously the cheap ones are as well containing more of the toxic chemicals that I personally don't want to be breathing in. Now, as I said before, I don't want to be scaring anybody, but I personally do not want to buy candles that have got any kind of very cheap fragrances in. So also with cheaper candles, you will find that you don't get an even burn with them either, which basically means that you'll get tunnelling in the middle. And if you don't know what I mean by tunnelling, have you ever bought a candle and lit it and ended up with a hole in the middle of the candle and then all the wax is still there around the edge. Well, that's called tunnelling. And there's a few reasons why that might happen. And one of them is because the candle is cheap and it hasn't been poured to a level where it all burns consistently. Everything has a bearing on it. There's lots of things. I don't know all the ins and outs, but also the size of the candle compared to the size of the wick, things like that. That's why some of the bigger candles you'll find have got two or three wicks in them, so to create more of an even burn. So if, like me, you want a candle that's good quality and doesn't contain any nasties, you're probably looking at around £30 to £40 for a good quality candle. And you'll find that the wax will not be paraffin wax, it will be natural waxes. For example, things like soy, beeswax or coconut. And these waxes have less soot and toxic waste in them than the paraffin wax does. So I definitely always go for a natural wax when I'm looking for a candle. And another thing with regards to the scent, as I mentioned, I do always try to look for candles that have got essential oils in them and not all the chemicals and everything that you get in air fresheners. That's another thing, by the way, that I try to veer away from in my home, and that's air fresheners, because there are a lot of toxic chemicals in air fresheners. So I go for essential oils or good quality fragrance oil blends in my candles. And with a good quality candle, you shouldn't get any tunnelling either. But that also depends on the way you burn them. So when you get a new candle, you should probably burn it on the very first burn for about 2 hours, because the candle needs to have a memory. I know that sounds really weird, but whatever memory you give it on the first burn is what it will do every time that you burn it after that. So if you only burn it for half an hour and end up with a hole in the middle, like a tunnel in the middle, the next time that you burn it, you're likely that you're going to get the same thing. So burn it for 2 hours on the first burn and make sure that it's burnt evenly across the whole of the candle. Now, I wouldn't do it for any longer than 2 hours. I think it's probably recommended not to burn a candle for longer than 2 hours, because if you leave it burning for longer, you've got a risk of overheating, so you don't want to do that. You also don't want to burn your candles all the way to the bottom. I've definitely done that, because I used to think, oh, that's a stupid thing to say. I'm burning my candle all the way to the bottom. And one day I did this and the candle cracked. Basically, the heat was so much that the glass on the candle cracked and went everywhere. So do not do that. So always leave a little bit in the bottom. And another thing to do, which I had actually done on this occasion, so it helped me, I always put my candle on some kind of coaster or something, so it's got a surface on. You don't just want to put it on a bare surface, for safety reasons. So always try to put it on some kind of coaster or surface that's not like your wooden or glass table or whatever. Now, when you've burnt your candle for your 2 hours and the room is smelling absolutely gorgeous from the scent, the last thing, in my opinion, that you want to do is blow out the candle, because the smoke will go into the air and ruin the lovely scent that you've created. Also, you can get snuffers. I mean, you don't want to blow it anywhere, because you might end up splashing wax everywhere, including on your face, so you don't want to do that. You can get snuffers, but again, with a snuffer, the smoke goes into the air and ruins the scent. So what I always like to do, I always have a few lids around. If I haven't had one with my candle, I've always got some from previously, and I always put my candle out by placing the lid on top. This is a surefire way to make sure it definitely goes out, and it keeps all the smoke inside, so you're left with the lovely scent of the candle in your room with nothing ruining it. Now, every time that you burn your candle again after the first burn, you'll probably need to trim the wick, and you can buy wick trimmers for this. So you'll probably see on your candle that the wick has kind of mushroomed. It's called wick mushrooming at the end. And you need to trim this with your wick trimmer, because if you burn it without doing that, you're going to be emitting more soot into the air. So it reduces the amount of soot into the air. So always remember to trim your wick. The kind of candles I tend to buy are usually from small businesses, and so the candles aren't made in mass, so they're hand poured, and it's all quality assured and great ingredients and everything. So that's what I tend to do. A great way to get to know different candles and probably find out some of your favorites is there is a subscription box called Iggy Box, IGGY box. That's in the UK. If you're not in the UK, I'm sure there's probably something similar wherever you are. But what they do is they send out a different candle every month to you, and it's normally from a small business, good quality candle, and because you're in a subscription, you get it at a really good price. So probably less than what you would pay if you went directly to the business in question. Until, of course, you find your favourite, then you're going to go and keep buying them from there, because Iggy Box, you get different ones every month. But that is something that I would definitely recommend, and that's what I do. In fact, I cancelled my subscription a while back because I'd got an excess of candles, but I've run out again now, so I've just recently resubscribed just in time to cozy up for autumn. Now, another thing that you can buy for your candles, and as they are quite expensive candles, I think this is a really good idea, and you can enjoy them for longer if you buy a candle warmer. There's loads on Amazon, and I'm sure they sell them elsewhere too. So it extends the life of your candles. You've got no soot or smoke at all. You've got no open flames, so it's a lot safer. And it gently melts to emit the fragrance in the candle. But obviously you're not actually burning it, so it lasts longer. I'm not sure if it ever would run out. I suppose it would eventually. Because I haven't got one, but I've just seen one on Amazon that I'm going to order. And I think this would be a really good idea. Say if you've got teenagers in the house and they really want a candle in their bedroom, and you think, don't really want them burning candles in the bedroom. We don't want to set the house on fire. So that would be a really good idea. If they wanted to do that, you could say, well, you're not going to burn it, but we'll get you a candle warmer, and you can still get all the benefits, but without open flame or potential hazards. If you don't know what a candle warmer is, by the way, because I didn't really explain it properly, it looks like a little lamp, and it's got a little platform underneath the lamp, and a platform for you to put your candle on, and then the warmth from the lamp or whatever it is, I don't know exactly because I haven't got one yet, melts the wax. So that's what a candle warmer is. They're a fairly new thing, I think. I do just want to add from a safety perspective that if you are, but I know this is obvious, but I've got to say it, if you are burning candles in your home, make sure that you don't leave them unattended, and that you definitely don't leave them burning whilst you're not in the house, and that you don't burn them for longer than 2 hours, and always make sure that you put them out before going to bed. So be careful, because we don't want to burn our lovely decorated homes down now, do we? And we definitely want to keep everybody well and safe. So burning a luxury, gorgeous smelling candle is a great way to unwind and cozy up on these autumnal evenings. And I think mood and scent definitely play a big part in your interior design and home decor as a whole. So don't forget to include that in the scheme of things. Now, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram for more interior inspo. And also make sure you join my Facebook group, Daring Home Decor, and I will see you there. Until next time. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.